When negative feelings arise, whether they be fear, anxiety, loneliness, etc., how do we investigate them? Does breathing into these feelings and being fully present, without trying to push them away, help to become aware of the true cause of these feelings? Is the cause of these feelings always, quote-unquote, craving of some kind? I mean, the cause of those feelings is always negative feelings, or is always craving of some kind, but that's... you don't just want to just slap the label of craving on it in order to forget it, or because it's dharmically correct, because that doesn't mean there's any resolution. So that we have to just that you know, as the example here, yeah, breathing into it, or encouragement I'd be giving, or Ajahn Kurundamo gave this afternoon, finding the tools that allow us to be present, to feel. That dukkha of fear, anxiety, loneliness, without identifying and entangling oneself in that, sinking down into it, becoming that. And oftentimes it's the just that willingness to be present and to hold that with clarity and kindness, that is really the major force for kind of unraveling them, disentangling them, and it isn't all a an analytical analysis of the true cause, because sometimes it keeps going on and on and on. It's all multi-layered, but a lot of it is sort of, okay, it's like this. And recognizing the way that we react to it, or the way that we fear the implications of it, or the so that there's a sense of, okay, I can be present with this. I can be comfortable with this. And then you can... that the ability to be present and clear oftentimes is enough to unravel a lot of the complications that we have with the different negative feelings. And then it opens up some space for... an alternative, either relinquishment or bringing a proactive directing of attention to an alternative which is more skillful or more positive. So you see, realize, oh, I've got choices here. Okay. In a Dhamma talk,